Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Here just recently, we were talking briefly in the beginning of our program about the Bible Museum. My goodness, the Bible Museum is going to be ready 2017, so they do have some time to get it prepared. But Steve Green, the president of Hobby Lobby, and the founder of the Bible Museum, you would think that we'd have a Bible Museum already, mm-hmm. but apparently we don't. But this museum is going to be located in Washington, D.C. They were thinking about what city to put the this museum in, and they came down to Washington. Came down to Washington. They were looking at New York and the big areas.
D.C.
Yeah, Washington, D.C. Anyhow, so what happened was they're looking at a building that's 430,000 square feet. The Green family has been able to gather the largest collection of Bible artifacts, I believe, in the world. And wow. It's been, going to different cities in the exhibition and, so people can look at it and take a look at it. But it's just amazing. It's going to be 8 stories high. And it's going to be something that they want the whole entire world to be able to enjoy. But here recently, the president, Steve Green, of Hobby Lobby, had the opportunity to have these talks where they invited a small number of people, about 200 civic leaders and business leaders in Dallas. They wanted to bring awareness to the Bible Museum and kind of share what's going on. And one of their guests was a former president, George W. Bush.
Wow,
and
cool.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. They had a chance to ask him about his life and what he thought, and that's where he revealed that he read the Bible during his presidency and sought God for, wisdom in the Word, and it's powerful. The Bible is taking center stage once again, which is so important. The Bible is the only book that comes with the author, and it's amazing when you look at some of the old manuscripts and some of the things they found in the Dead Sea Scrolls. I actually saw the place where reportedly they found the Dead Sea Scrolls when I was in Israel. I have a picture of that.
While you were there?
Not while I was there, but where they found it. Apparently some boy was throwing rocks and inside this cave and broke this. They heard a glass shatter. They went to go find out what it was. Dead Sea Scrolls were in there.
Wow.
Absolutely amazing. And so we have those manuscripts today, but this Bible collection is going to be something that's going to be absolutely amazing and something that we'll be able to share with the entire world. You know how many people come to Washington, D.C.? I mean, they come in by the droves, world leaders, and I'm thankful for the Green family. When you think about a family that's been able to dedicate themselves to, God, and they take their business, Hobby Lobby. If you've not been to Hobby Lobby, listen, go buy something at Hobby Lobby. Buy anything. Because the family that owns this business, they love God. They stand for God. They stand for truth. And now they took on this project of building the Bible Museum. And I think they're great examples. I had a chance to, Steve Green is the son, but I had a chance to hear his father, I don't remember his first name, but Mr. Green, I guess. I had a chance to hear him at a business conference. It was an Anointed for Business conference many years ago, and I was able to hear about their story and how they started out. They started out building these crafts in their backyard as a family, and Hobby Lobby grew to the company it is today. And he shared during his talk how the Lord was moving upon him to close on Sundays, and that's something that he wasn't, open to at first. And so what happened after some time that they started experiencing tremendous loss in business and revenue. I mean, just kept on a decline. And he says, okay, God, I'll listen. I'll obey you. And at a time where it did not make any economical sense at all, they closed the doors down, Steve, on Sundays.
Wow.
And revenue started picking back up again. And that's been absolutely wonderful to see
what happened. It makes me think about Chick-fil-A and them kind of walking through the same processes as far as having the fact of just only being open 6 days, them closing the door on 7 days, and, or I'm sorry, them being open for 6 days, closing on that Sunday, and how they have brought in so much revenue amidst their industry, amidst the giant names in the fast food restaurants. And it's just like how God is blessing them. And it's just like he's looking for someone that's going to honor him, that's going to honor God and just say, okay, hey, this is the Lord's day. We're just going to take that time of rest. And it's just like, that's just not a good idea. That's biblical.
Yeah.
And it's powerful just to see that those that are willing to take a stand for God uncompromisingly, unwaveringly, staying steadfast and watching how God blesses his family, blesses the business. And now look at how they're being such a light in an entire nation.
Yeah, I believe that God's raising up kingdom financiers, if you will. People that have an anointing for business to gather wealth, and they're going to use that wealth not just for themselves, but they're going to use that wealth to advance the kingdom. I believe that every believer should be a kingdom financer, if you will. You know that you should be looking out of the resources that God has entrusted to you to be able to sow strategically, prayerfully, into works and ministries of God that go to the advancement of his kingdom. And if you're listening today, you know, consider being a partner for VFN TV. We're taking the gospel all around the world, and we're continuing to, by God's grace, be a light. But there are many ministries that are doing a great work for the kingdom of God. And imagine if every believer had that type of a mindset where they realize that God has given me seed to eat, but also seed to sow, right? Bread to eat, seed to sow, and that a portion of what God has entrusted to me, I'll be able to sow. I remember Ed Silvoso saying something like that. He sells his books, and he decided not to take any revenue from his books. And he I guess, made an agreement with God and said, I'd like to earn this type of salary, and he set it up pretty high. And then he said, anything else that comes after that, I'm going to sow 100% into the kingdom. And he said, God blessed it. And his books and all this other stuff that he does is, you know, all gravy because it goes right into kingdom work and kingdom finances. And I just think that's a beautiful thing. And if we can teach that to our children at an early age, they start realizing that, you know, with wealth comes great responsibility. And I think that that's a tragedy that we have not been able to instill in our children at a young age. When they think of money, they often think about things that they can get for themselves with money, but they don't see how they can impact the lives of others. And I'm working with my sons on kids helping kids, something that they can see themselves being able to affect other children in different parts of the world. And how cool is that, that we can take, you know, something that we have, some resources, and invest it kingdom-wise. I think about the folks that gave Mike Bickle in Kansas City, I was, I think, $1 or $2 million, and they wind up buying the Harry Truman, President Harry Truman property that was valued at millions of dollars. They didn't have the resources to purchase it, but I believe Bob Jones told them he was going to have that property.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
You know, they didn't know. And so what happened was, I believe that Jewish people had owned the property. It was worth a whole lot more. Once they found out what the vision, what it was for, they actually wind up, you know, giving them at a just ridiculously low price. I think it was like $1 million or something like that. And when they said they would, they didn't have, Mike Bickle didn't have $1 million, but somebody somewhere gave $1 million right at that same exact time. And they were able to purchase those properties. And my understanding, that's where IHOP is located today, and they're affecting the nations of the world by 24-hour prayer. And so I want to encourage you to look for fertile ground, look for ways where and ministries that you can say, listen, this is a kingdom ministry, and we need them. And when we create that awareness, how awesome is that?
Yeah.
Where children can start raising money for missionaries. They can see themselves raising money to get, you know, programs like VFN TV all across the nation and the world. I mean, we're affecting people in Pakistan and places where they can't even get Christian television through the power of the internet and all the different technologies that are available to us. They're getting the gospel beamed right into their home, into their workplace, bypassing any kind of regulation. And it's coming across their phone. I think it's absolutely amazing. And we want to encourage you to follow the lead of the Green family. You don't have to own a mega business and make millions of dollars to see yourself as a kingdom financer. Advance the kingdom and use your wealth for souls. Listen, God has blessed us with the ability to gain wealth. Let's use it to bless him and to bless his people.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, where we're keeping the conversation light.